ready?
As he'll ever not be.
As he'll ever not be.
Hello! Welcome to episode one of campaign two. For the Role Slayers podcast. Happy you're here. Happy we're all hanging out again. We've been on hiatus and it's been horrible. But we're back. We have a fancy new kind of setup. Some better audio, hopefully, for you guys at home. And yeah, we're excited to get into it. We have a couple new faces to the table. You might recognize Chris Knox here from his guest role as Magnus McCollin. And then the Bex. Do you guys want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, I'm Jed. I haven't gotten to guest star on this show before, but I've played in home games with pretty much everyone here at the table, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Hi, I'm Natalie.
There we go. Before we get into tonight's episode, as always, we have a few announcements to get out of the way. Aiden, take it away.
Well, Tyler, we're not just getting him out of the way. We're here to support our sponsors and partners.
That's right, Tyler.
Yeah. Shut up.
Starting out strong.
Well, let's see if I can remember from the last time I did this, which was quite some time ago. Let's start with our musical partners, the folks that make all the sounds in the background and in the foreground occasionally come together. We've got our good friends at Sirenscape.
That's the one.
The one that I had trouble with last time. They're here to, you know, put in a little ambiance, a little sounds, little bar clinks, all that stuff comes from Sirenscape. Head on over there, play with the sliders. That's all Tyler does with his downtime.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Beyond Skyrim, our day one OG good pals, Scanlan Shorthalt Music, Celestial Aeon Project for spicing things up later on in last season. And I think that's all of them, right?
I think so.
For a musical, yeah.
That's everyone.
Wow.
No, right. No, I've not added any.
You did it.
But we have more music from all of those partners now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We utilize World Anvil. Mostly not anyone here, just me. I utilize it. And we use Eldritch Foundry for some of our minis here. We have a discount code, 15% off, if you use our code ROLESLAYERS in checkout. I think that's kind of it. Follow us on Instagram, on TikTok, on YouTube. Like, subscribe, whatever the kids say.
And I think you are forgetting one important thing here, which is the Discord, which has remained lively even during our hiatus.
That's
That has remained lively.
Maybe even more lively.
Probably, yeah.
I wonder why.
I mean, all the energy that we put into playing before now goes into arguing about nerdy things.
And it's the best place to go when you don't want to work.
Yeah, that's
very inefficient. It's problematic.
Come waste time with us on Discord.
Yeah.
Steal hours from your corporation. Join us at Discord. Make sure that you stick it to the man.
Always.
As you have the worst argument that you've ever been a part of about
Donkey Kong, probably.
RoboCop or Donkey Kong, yeah. Or
like our recent Avatar discussion, I was like,
that was
good.
Sure.
For it.
And it wasn't that from was 30 good. Years ago.
We've actually been very healthy lately. I think that we've done quite well.
We're getting there.
Anyways, there's a link to that in our Instagram and also on our website, roleslayers.com.
Cool.
Cool.
So should we dive into this campaign?
Let's do it.
Let's go. Mm-hmm.
All right. Today, we embark on a journey. We return to Eltharis, a land scarred by battles from gods and primordials. Verdant and green, sandy and sunbaked, frigid and unforgiving. Much has changed in the 70 years since the heroes of Khazune, the Guild of Goodwill, destroyed the Avatar of Bane. With Bane's soul cast from the mortal realms, trapped in the plains and at the mercy of the other gods, Eltharis is once again at peace.
at least on a planar scale. Our story takes place not on Kazum, but across the Platinum Sea, on a strip of land to the north. Eltetia is an ancient land, the birthplace of civilization, of magic, and of malice. Many secrets and wonders lie forgotten by most and hidden by few. From the Cadriel Tundra to the Green Wood, Eltetia is a continent that is frigid to many. In the south, the weather is arboreal and temperate, great pine forests rising to kiss the sky, and long stretches of unworked fields thriving under the sun's rays. To the north lies the snowy tundras and unforgiving winds. Only the strongest of folk call this place home. Like a spine, the Woodfiren Mountains crawl their way down the continent, dividing it in two. The Firliac Pass spans between this great range, winding and winding its way across. Eltetia is a place of culture, of change, and of constants. It is an enigma, and it's as simple as can be. Among the great powers of this land sit the Torvenbergen, the Nogbus, New Caledonis, and the Shilkumvaris, the three companions in the common tongue. But our story starts in Esalen, the first city of the Shilkumvaris. The month of Lalandregas is in full swing, dreary and damp. Rain patters through the rough paved streets, great green trees rising on all sides, even as the walls loom higher still. The great tree and the Eldregat rise in the distance. A throng of elves crowd the streets, walking in slow procession along natural paving and wooden domiciles. Today is a tragic day, a day of mourning for an entire city. You find yourselves filing into a sizable clearing, a stone platform raised in the center. A single elven gentleman stands upon the platform next to a silver coffin, glowing with blue-white moonlight. As you guys start to file in, you see some familiar faces, some unfamiliar, but each of you do stand out amongst the crowd of elves. So if you would like to, we can go ahead and start describing our characters. We'll start from Hayden and make our way over to Liz.
Do I do names now as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, standing in the crowd, probably about the same height as many of the elves, there's just this big beefsteak of a man, about 6 foot three.
Sorry.
Got just swarthy skin, just colossal arms coated in coarse black hair, wears a thick, unadorned breastplate and a rotund set of solid steel leg armor with spiked foot armor, which is called sabatons. You notice that the armor is, if anyone looks closer, you'd notice the armor is occasionally pitted and the shine is worn off with time, but it otherwise appears to have been well cared for. His muscular arms are wholly unarmored and bear several large scars. Atop his head, most notably, a cylindrical, flat-topped great helm conceals his face with only a narrow slit from which he can see. And on his back looms a plain but immense great sword. His name is Breg Strongarm.
Go ahead, Chris.
About the height of a child, you'll see a little green-skinned fella with some yellow and red robes, kind of looks as though he's a wandering monk traveler. Little rusted short sword to the side. Doesn't look super attractive or even usable, but you can kind of tell that this little guy knows how to use it, if you can see him above the crowd, that is. There are some interesting markings up and down his arms, as though he belongs to some sort of order, and some scars that basically reflect a life lived at the point of a sword, basically. Doesn't seem to be too chattery, which might be unusual for a goblin.
Standing a little farther back in the crowd, you'd see a tall, straight-standing man entering his later years. His weathered, tan skin and humble attire depict a life of work under the sun. Mm-hmm. He carries a staff of bound yew branches, and his canvas clothing resembles a sarong or fitted toga over one shoulder, and having been sewn together from pieces of sailcloth. Hanging about his waist is a portion of heavy rope netting, held together in some places by metal loops and hooks. Hempen bands adorn his wrists, one arm, and his forehead, the headband being ornamented with one curved animal horn on each side. His long gray hair is kept pulled back, resting on his shoulders, and his beard, like a rolling cloud of fog, hangs down to a point above his breastbone. Upon his face and along the exposed skin of his arms and chest, a series of lines and dots have been painted using a red earthen clay or mud. And when regarded, he looks back with bright amber eyes, with a kind of almost subtle glow about them, as if they were kind of filled with the light of a sunset.
Okay, off to another side, you see a gnome about 3 feet tall. She is quite young, almost an adult. She has fair skin and a mane of light purple loose dreads, which she has frequently pulled back in a half ponytail for more focused work. You can tell that she works on things. Her eyes are a light periwinkle, and around her face she has a collection of piercings. She has a silver bar in her eyebrow, a gem stud on the side of her nose, and multiple ear piercings of different rare metals. She's quite clanky, but even more than that, she's shiny. she definitely carries an overstuffed backpack with multiple tools fastened to it, and is herself adorned in full scale mail. Her armor is bright silver and it's very well maintained. She has hints of pinks and blues that can be seen on it, and the edges of her armor where light is reflected.
Ooh.
Yeah. As for the crown jewel of her appearance and craftsmanship, she holds an eye-catching warhammer of swirling rose gold color, made from smelted currency, which she calls money. The handle is finished with teal leather wrappings and a light blue, very shiny, sparkly crystal affixed to the base of the haft. What you also see on her face is a few very subtle light purple tattoo markings. They're like straight lines and really cool.
Probably in the very back, as far from what is going on as possible, there is a tall Gith warrior. He is probably about elf height, like 6'4", 6'5". He has greenish, green-yellow skin, bright yellow eyes, and Gith normally have sort of like a brown sort of freckly markings. His are more almost like stripes and lines going from his cheeks and temples up into his hair. His hair is sort of silvery blonde with some intricate braids on the sides and then kind of in a really epic flowing mohawk down to the middle of his back. He is wearing a combination of like silver and leather armor, kind of asymmetrical design with a few small red gems inset. He's got some really dope greaves with some like kind of spikes coming out the side. He has an obsidian boomerang in his belt and like pretty average greatsword. The only thing really special about it does have a nice size red gem on his back. And he is standing with his arms crossed, kind of haughtily observing.
And then next to him would be another Githyanki warrior, a female. A little bit shorter, kind of average height for a Gith, so 5'10"-ish. Lean, athletic build. She's young, adolescent. She looks strong, but not like bulky. She's got just above waist length violet hair that's also kind of shares some of those intricate braids that you see on the other Gith warrior, some locks kind of thrown in there. Half of it is kind of strung up in a top knot on top of her head. And you see some little rings and silver jewelry kind of in her braids and locks. A few of those have little red gems on them as well. In her topknot, kind of wrapped around in her topknot, you see what looks like a smoothly whittled stick, and kind of dangling from the end of it is a small carved wooden pendant. If you look real close, you can see three wavy lines carved into the middle of it. She's got the similar classic Gith Yankee face markings. Hers are more kind of traditional, so there's little spots all around her cheeks and kind of up into her temples and her hairline. And the rest of her skin is a pale greenish yellow. She's got really high cheekbones and thin lips. And you notice the outer corners of her eyes kind of point back towards her real pointy ears. She's got big, long Gith Yankee pointy ears with lots of different earrings on them, kind of asymmetrical, a few little rubies in there. She's got traditional Gith Yankee half plate on, some scroll work kind of in her armor, a fair number of rubies inset. It's looking rather unpolished at the moment. And with all that, she's also got a green cloak with brown lining, which kind of clashes with her armor a little bit, seems kind of out of place. And in some of her pouches on her belt and her cloak, you notice what looks like feathered quills, and you probably can't see unless you're real close, but she's also barefoot, not wearing any shoes.
Awesome. As you guys kind of clock one another around, several of you, recognize the others. For instance, Visa, you recognize the two Gith warriors. You guys stayed in Grey Pine the prior night. Mert, you recognize Brig, the large muscled man who stomped around in the Lonely Pebble, this inn you're staying at. And Ori, these are the Gith that you traveled with for a couple days on into Essel. So you do recognize some of each other and have some sort of relation, but relatively new strangers in the city of Essel, and you've all been drawn here for different reasons. And as you look on from your spots in the crowd, this elf resplendent in robes of silver clears his throat.
Today, we part with a legend. General, counselor, sage, and king. These are things that Lenoros was to us and to the world. But more important than his prowess in battle, his wisdom and leadership, or his shrewdness and judgment, was his kindness. Lenoros was what many of us are not. Gentle, truly gentle. He did not mask himself in layers of formality or flowery speech. He spoke plainly. Today, we honor our fallen refugee king. The story of Lenoros began here in Essaloon. Child to the Eladrin of the early years, Lenoros rose to prominence as a warrior. He braved the Astral Sea to fight on behalf against Dark Gith aggressors.
And at that moment, as the orator continues to speak on the merits of the fallen king, several hooded figures throughout the crowd quickly pull back their hoods. Indeed, even upon the stage, a hooded figure quickly strides up behind him. In unison, blades are drawn. The hooded figure on stage pulls back his cloak and reveals a scarred and mutilated face. A half-orc of towering stature with deep green skin, cracked tusks, and most notably empty eye sockets grins as he plunges his dagger into the back of the speaker, his words cut off by a grunt.
Oh.
Chaos breaks out among the crowd as people scream and begin to run in every direction. Can I have you guys roll for initiative?
What?
Whoa! Wow, what a way to start.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and get initiative going. What do we got? 15 or 25 to 20.
Do I just click this thing?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh.
So that's not a 25 to 20.
Oh.
20 to 15.
17.
17 for Zek.
19.
Oh yeah, we didn't say our names.
They don't know our names.
Nobody did except me.
Except
oh, there
for
we go.
But oh,
we,
y'all rolled
we've
in.
We've all game. Heard the break.
Okay. I have everyone besides Breg. What'd you get, Hayden?
I got 12.
12. Okay. Let's start this. Top of the round, we got Mert.
Oh, wow. I was really hoping to have that
every top
time.
Of the round. Because
you are a monk and you rolled a 20.
Dang. Hooded fella close to me.
He's up here.
Oh, gosh.
The big hooded fella? Yeah, that's him.
He looks kind of scary.
He is scary.
He also just did a murder.
He also just did a murder.
He's like holding the corpse and just kind of growling. He kind of licks one of his tusks.
I figure
Mert would like try to get a sense of heroism and rush toward the murderer.
Okay.
How far away is he?
From you?
Yeah.
Like 60 feet?
60 feet.
Give or take?
60 feet. Oh, wow. It's 40 feet. I'm not used to monks.
Yeah, plus you got your bonus action dash.
Yeah, if I use my bonus action dash, I could get there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you spend a key point?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and do that.
Okay. Yeah, you see this goblin start scampering up the stairways, and you draw your kind of pitted sword?
Yeah.
Okay. He draws his sword.
I'm gonna draw that sword, and I'm going to go for it. All right. That's not bad. It's an 18 to hit.
That'll hit.
Cool.
Wait, actually, I need to check his AC. Instead of just saying it'll hit. That'll hit.
Sweet. All right. So let's.
Did you forget how to DM for a second?
Yes.
Take a deep breath, Tyler. Take a deep breath.
Yeah, that's not awful. It's 5 damage.
Okay, 5 damage to him. Wait, did you hit? Yeah, you hit.
Yeah.
5 damage. Slashing.
That's 5 sword damage.
Okay. You slash into like his thigh, since you're so short, and he just kind of stumbles back for a second, looks down at the blood, kind of like dips his finger in it and just kind of runs it, like rubs it and just like smiles and then starts to bear down on you.
Cool.
Is there anything else you're doing with your turn?
I think that's it.
I think it is. I just wanted to be sure. Zyra, it is your turn.
Okay. She would like kind of freeze up and like her eyes would get really big and she'd turn to Zek and what do we do? And I would hold action, Sacred Flame to probably the guy that just did the stabby stabby.
What's the range on Sacred Flame?
60 feet?
You'd have to get closer. Not too much closer, probably like right here.
Can I also hold movement or can I just hold my action?
Just your action.
Yeah. Okay, then she take her crossbow out and get that in her hand and get ready.
Sure.
Same thing, and then hold action to fire, depending on what Zek does.
Sounds good. It's now some of the cultists' turn. This one's gonna come up on Ori and make an attack.
Wait.
I thought she
didn't
us.
Do anything.
Yeah, she's in a crowd and they are terrorists, so they're gonna attack you.
That was a good clue.
She did say she was
I
next to us
I
on
was
the rocks.
Oh, on the rocks?
Yeah,
on
the rocks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'll
Which
scoot you guys.
We try. I mean, that would
no,
make
that's
sense.
That's fair.
Oh no.
And then, seeing that they're a little bit higher up, he's gonna go for an easier target with this little guy.
Well,
that's going to hit
this
elf.
Oh no.
For 8 points of damage as he stabs this elf, he gasps and collapses.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, beans.
I should have stayed down there.
This guy's gonna go for this civilian. This guy's gonna go for this civilian.
But they're civilians.
Oh no!
Another civilian?
Both of these hit.
Nice. That's not good.
This guy gets a scimitar plunged into his gut and expires. This guy
is able to dodge out of the way a little bit and only takes a little bit of damage, but is still wounded. This guy's gonna hop down here. This person's gonna jump across over at... pick a number between... Someone pick one and someone pick two.
Two.
Liz, you're one?
Sure.
Okay, apparently. So Liz, you're getting attacked.
What in the world?
And that's gonna miss.
Okay, can I talk about the
scimitar?
Oh no,
that's no, that's a.
I know.
You're thinking with
I'm,
your fire
I'm
brain.
Thinking, I am. Yeah, I am.
This is going to hit this.
What was that maneuver I had?
Elven gentleman. That is going to kill him.
Oh.
As he gets
how
his throat slit.
Random.
Probably like one.
Like four. That's going to end half the cult's turn. The rest of the civilians are going to start to flee in the distance, trying to get away. This person is kind of trapped, so he's going to go around here and hide. This guy is going to just try and back up against the wall and pray no one sees him. Yeah, and this guy, he's going to take a risk and try and dash for it. Attack of opportunity, though. Let's see if he gets hit. The orc misses and he's able to get away. And he's going to cower behind Breg. It's now Zed's turn.
Okay, you'll have to help me with some of these melee logistics.
We got you, girl.
I have a 5-foot reach with my greatsword. Can I reach this guy on the other side of?
You have to be like next to him. That's these are 5-foot squares basically.
Uh-huh.
So like he's in 5-foot range. Okay. This would be 10-foot. Make sense?
I dislike that.
You could try and like kind of jump over onto this corner. I'd allow that.
Yeah.
I mean, Ori's small, so.
She's very small.
Roll athletics, and if it's not a 1, then you're good.
It's a 2.
Hey.
Just barely. You like?
I do have high athletics.
You kick Ori in the head on the way over, but you don't trip
7.
And fall.
It's a 7.
That'll work.
Okay. Yay!
So you are now in engaged range
okay.
with this guy.
I would like to stabby stabby.
Okay, roll a hit.
So the 2 hit is just the roll.
Yeah, it's the d20 plus your modifier,
which is.
And it should be like +4 or +5.
Is that what this is?
Yeah.
Yes, so 11.
11? Just misses.
Bummer.
Unfortunately.
Good to know.
Would you like to rage or would you like to keep that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I know how to do things. Hey Tyler, just double checking. Is she flanking with Zyra?
No, there's not a line drawn through.
Okay.
Unfortunately. You can reckless attack though for advantage.
Yeah.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
It is reckless, which means they have advantage
they
against
have
you.
They have advantage against you too.
But
if you're a barbarian,
you are a tank.
Yeah.
So I would recommend it.
Yeah.
Okay, roll again and get higher than an 11.
That's a 19.
That will hit.
Yay.
And you are raging, so add your rage damage to your damage.
Which is
+2.
Two.
Mm-hmm.
So now for damage, I'm just going to draw on here.
Okay.
Six.
+2.
That's it. Total damage.
No, you have to add rage damage. You have to add it in D&D Beyond.
Ooh.
I'm 80% sure.
+2?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. That's
so that's 8 damage?
Okay. Okay, yeah.
You cleave into this guy and like take it down almost past the collarbone and he coughs up blood on death's door.
As I do that, I yell something. Hold on. Where is it? Kataga!
And then as she says that, I would fire my crossbow at stabby stabby orky guy.
This guy?
Yeah.
It makes sense.
She
just said attack, so.
And that was a 13.
13 for stabby stabby orc will miss.
Okay.
Oh well.
It zings by.
Yeah.
Greg.
Okay, so tell me, all those folks to the right, are those all assailants? The ones that are kind
this
of on the other?
This one and this one is. This, this, this. here, and here.
So if I go left, can I get those three guys into a 15-foot cone? It sure does look like
these
it
three?
Me.
Oh, absolutely you can.
Okay. I'm gonna go that way.
Okay.
First and foremost, is there any of them that looks particularly strong?
This one does.
I'm going to cast Mind Sliver at him. First, Breg draws his sword from his back.
Okay.
And points it forth towards the three and says, "Unhand those fair elves, you rapscallions."
Oh, I missed it.
And he casts Mind Sliver at the strongest one, making an intelligence saving throw.
What sort of saving throw is it?
Intelligence.
And it's for all of these? And the
just
cone?
One.
Okay, just one. Intelligence
spell
save.
It's a second spell.
15 minus 2.
Oh, that's a fail. So
great.
He takes 3 psychic damage.
Okay.
And he has to subtract 1d4 from the next saving throw he makes.
Okay. Is that going to end your turn?
No. On my bonus action, I would like to cast Dragon's Breath.
Oh, nice. There's the 15-foot cone. Dex saves?
Yes.
Okay. That's going to be a fail for the biggin with 7.
Okay.
And it's going to be an 18 and a 3 on the
okay.
other two.
So naturally the 18 saves.
Okay.
What happens then is from within the helm, just a colossal cone of, what kind of damage? I get to choose. A colossal cone of just acid spews out in a big sputtering mass, and
that's
deals. It deals 11 damage.
Okay.
Mm.
11 damage.
We like that.
That feels good.
As you spew out acid, this one is just melted on the spot. This tougher one takes the full brunt, but looks like she's hanging on. She, a lot of her face is not there anymore. And this one is looking poorly as well. The one that did save. Is that gonna end your go?
Breg is going to use the remainder of his movement to see if I can climb up the platform and get out of reach.
What's, you moved 5 feet, so.
Other way, other
yeah.
way.
Sorry. yeah, you're out of reach, but you're close to this guy now.
Oh. Could I have used one of those movements to scramble on up to the top thing there?
You're kind of at your max move right there.
No, I mean like on the prior move, rather than moving onto this.
Like, yeah, this is too tall.
Okay, so could I go up onto the little dais thing there?
Yeah, you
instead?
Can.
Okay, that's fine. I'll
his arms
there.
Are so beefy. Surely he can pull himself up there.
Very strong arms.
All right. It's their turn again.
Oh, no. You cut that out.
Their turn again?
Not all of them went.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Is this an orc with wings? What are these?
It's a monster head strapped to her back.
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
She just has sick. Enough movement to.
Oh my
what?
Gosh.
Absolutely not, man.
I'm here.
Okay.
She is bloody. She is mostly acid.
Okay.
But she is going to make an attack against Zek.
You did shout threatening.
Hold on.
Okay.
Oh gosh, where is it? I have a clockwork thing.
Okay.
I just don't know where it is.
Oh, actually, I'm sorry. It's not going to do this.
Oh.
It's going to use its bonus action to dash and get in range of break.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hang on to it.
It is now going to make.
Okay, never mind.
Sorry.
Whoops. That's not good.
An attack against Brig. Does a 17 hit Brig?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, no.
That is going to be...
It's just a breastplate.
10 points of damage at you.
Oh, that's not my favorite number.
question, Tyler.
Uh-huh.
Is Brig within 60 feet of me right now? Brig.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so I am going to do the sorcerer thing.
Okay.
I'm gonna restore balance.
Okay.
So let me see what this actually does. It says your connection to the plane of absolute order allows you to equalize chaotic moments. When a creature you can see within 60 feet of you is about to roll a d20 with advantage or disadvantage.
It did not roll.
Okay, never mind. JK. But
good to keep in mind. The other orcs are going to...
No, they're not. You stop that right now. I cast Hellish Rebuke.
In the name of the Lord.
Are you casting Hellish Rebuke?
Satan.
There's a lot. He put a lot of enemies. I know.
See them.
I cast Hellish Rebuke on the gentleman that struck me.
He's going to roll an athletics check to see if he can jump across this.
Fail.
He is going to fail and land among the ground. But he's going
he
to make...
Is he prone? Did he twist an ankle or something?
No, he didn't fail that badly.
Did you catch
Did you think that was joking when I said that I cast Hellish Rebuke on the man that struck me?
Do you have a bonus action?
A reaction.
That
reaction.
Is a reaction.
Oh, yeah. Oh, on the one that struck you?
Yeah.
Go ahead. It dies.
Well.
It had one hit point left.
Oh.
You, as it like cuts into your chest, there's a kind of burst of flame that snakes its way up the great axe, and this acid-covered woman just like screams as she is wreathed in flame and falls down. The stairs.
Did I stutter?
No, you did not. I thought you were just joking.
No.
Well, that's what you said it like podcast. Four times.
Oh, wait. He can use a bonus action to move further. So, he's gonna do the same thing.
Oh my gosh.
Just get right up next to that. To the giant person.
Zeg, is a 18 to hit?
Yes.
Okay.
That's me, though.
That's you? Oh, okay, yes. Zyra.
Yeah.
Oh.
Good
what?
At.
What was that?
18.
Yeah.
Oof. That is 9 points of slashing damage.
Oh, that is not okay.
So again, in his
Dang
turn.
It.
I believe that's all of them. Besides our big boy.
I have something I need to talk to you about when you're going to require me to say this.
Okay.
I have Warning Flare. When I'm attacked by a creature that can be blinded within 30 feet that I can see, I can use my reaction to impose disadvantage on the attack roll.
That would be before I roll, but since you were, we're doing this, so I'll just do disadvantage right now.
It's also because
that will miss, so you can add that.
So for you want me to call that before you roll?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you add disadvantage.
Hmm. The stuff I was reading about it said I could do it depending on the roll. Yeah, anyway, that's fine. Great.
Cool.
So what was it?
Yeah, so it misses. So you see a great axe coming from behind you, and you kind of blast out this bright light, and he stumbles back, and his axe kind of falls close to you, but not at.
Okay.
That's always nice.
This guy is going to make.
Bring it on.
Some attacks. First round of combat. He has advantage on creatures that haven't taken an attack yet, so never mind. You've taken an attack.
Here we go.
So he's just gonna roll the hit. And it's gonna be a multi-attack. So two attacks.
There's so many of them.
So one's a nat one.
Oh, why are you even rolling this shit?
And one is an 18.
Ah, that hits.
Okay. So that 18 is going to be 10 points of damage.
Yikes.
Holy.
Then gonna cast
darkness on himself.
Whoa.
And the whole plinth becomes obscured with magical darkness.
Does that do anything to dark vision?
You cannot see.
Ah.
It is magical darkness.
That's not fair.
Ori.
Oh, okay. How many baddies are on the rock?
Around the rock? Two on the rock.
Okay, which one looks the toughest?
That one.
Okay.
You're right.
Okay, Ori is going to cast Chromatic Orb.
Okay.
How do I put spells? There we go. Yeah, she's gonna cast Chromatic Orb. So I just
can click cast, and it will like use up the spell slot.
Oh, I just
but and then
it, there.
You can also click
this. What was that light thing that you did?
Warding flare.
Does that like? So what does it do?
It's not gonna light you up.
No, what I'm saying is darkness, if any of the spell's area overlaps with an area of light created by a spell of second level or lower.
No, it's not a spell.
Okay.
It's an ability.
I just wanted to double check.
Yeah, good looking out.
Okay.
Chromatic Orb at which one?
At the beefy one.
At the beefy one? Okay.
So I've got 11.
11 will miss,
unfortunately. Okay.
Is there anything else you'd like to do on your turn?
She is going to take a big, deep breath.
All right, Lisa.
Holy moly, okay. So we have-
Are you?
That one right behind me is threatening, right?
Yeah.
Wait, you mean hurt?
No, they're okay.
No,
they're
like
okay. It's just the first
an
one.
An attacker.
It is. It is,
okay.
It is menacing.
That's so pretty.
Surrounded, alone. I guess I've got some villagers with me.
Some meat shields?
No. I just meant they're probably not gonna help me a whole lot.
Hey, each time they die is a time you're not getting stabbed, Jed.
Oh,
it doesn't
we're the worst
make me
heroes.
Feel better. Okay, I think what Visa's going to do, you said the one to my left is pretty hurt, right? Because he took
yeah,
some acid
fairly
damage.
Hurt.
Okay, then I am, Visa is going to bring one hand over and a little bit of mist is gonna leap off of his hand and concentrate around that figure. He needs to make a constitution save.
Con save.
Yep.
If I can find a d20. That's gonna be a fail, I'm pretty sure. Six.
Okay, fails. So he takes 5 frost damage.
And as the smoke and frost clear, you see frozen solid, covered in acid, dead. The cultist
oh.
lying on the ground.
Yeah.
In that
yes.
case, he's gonna look to the two villagers and he'll say, quickly, flee! And run towards the stage. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I think that's my speed.
Fly, you fools.
Cool. Is that gonna end your go?
Yes.
Mert, you're
cool.
Blind.
All right, I figure I'm gonna try to swing right in front of me where I last thought he was.
Okay, that'll be a disadvantage.
Figured, that's all right.
Oh, hold on. Is he within 60 feet?
Yeah.
You can't see him though.
Oh, never mind.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. Wasn't super bad. 15.
15 will just hit.
Yeah. Alright, so I'm gonna hit him with my short sword. I'm gonna add my Fury of the Small damage to that.
Okay.
So that is 10.
10 points of damage.
10 points of damage.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to do?
Oh, goodness. I'm gonna disengage.
bonus action, set of the wind?
No, because I'm like rogue.
Oh, bonus action, rogue.
Yeah, yeah. So disengage, and then move in the opposite direction until I can
try to get out of the darkness?
Yeah.
Okay, right here is where you can get out of the darkness.
Cool.
Okay.
And then that'll be my turn.
Okay. It's now Zyra's turn. There, okay. You are.
So
you got two orcs up on you.
Right there. Okay.
Yeah.
Dang. Okay. Are they? They're both within 5 feet, right?
Danger, right?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
They are.
I would cast Word of Radiance.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me see. Okay. This is not what I want to do. Each creature of your choice that you can soothe in range must succeed on a constitution saving throw or take 1d6 radiant damage.
Okay.
Nice.
Need another. I'm running out of d20s, I don't know why. Both of these are the same.
Running out, you only use them once?
Yeah, I know. 9 and... oh, if my laptop doesn't crash. 9 and 12.
Okay, they both fail.
Okay. Go ahead and roll damage.
Three and one.
Okay. One of them looks to have taken a bit more, but one just looks kind of unperturbed. Is that going to end your turn?
No, I'll bonus action cast Shield of Faith.
Okay.
On Zik.
Sounds good.
You get plus two to your AC.
Okay.
For 10 minutes.
Take
concentration
that.
Spell.
So now some of the corpse turn. Let's see.
What? That's not crazy.
Not enough range. And he doesn't have the bonus action dash. He's just gonna kill this guy. Or
oh,
try
nice.
To.
Oh, no.
Oh,
not nice.
Let's see if we can kill. Yeah. That'll hit. Yeah, this guy, he just like, he sprints at him and just like, douche. Stabs the scimitar right into his face. He does.
Oh. Is that a civilian?
Yeah.
Like RIP.
This one's gonna make a swing at.
Oh, okay.
At Zyra. He just got attacked by you. That is going to miss.
Yay.
And then this one is gonna crawl his way up to Bragg. Make an attack against Bragg. That is a 19 naturally, so I'm assuming that's going to hit Bragg.
Yes.
Okay, and that is going to be... Sorry, let me roll damage. 2 points of damage. and that's going to end all these guys. Zek.
Okay. I would like to stab someone.
Okay, there is one someone right in front of you.
Yeah, that one's fine. So I will.
Okay,
roll in
here
if you
want.
Nat 20!
Yay! Yay! First one of the game!
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo!
Yeah!
Go ahead and roll damage. Oh, double the dice.
Oh, okay.
So 4d6, I believe.
Okay. 3 and 4, so that's
7.
7 plus
14.
7 plus, how many times do I add the plus 3?
What's your strength modifier?
Just
plus.
Just the
plus 3.
Okay, plus 3.
So 14
oh, you're
plus
still raging
3.
Too.
17 plus 2
mm-hmm.
is 19.
Yeah, 19 points of damage.
Well,
so you just,
okay.
Like, this one's bearing down on your sister.
Yeah, what happens?
He's like, scary grunting. And his eyes are like wide and really crazy and looking.
There's like a little shimmering,
like a little around like kind of. What color is your magic? Is it greenish?
It'd be like greenish. Yeah.
Yeah, greenish light.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And oh, this is perfect.
I know.
I'm like glowing just a little bit, and I lop off her head.
Oh yeah.
Cool.
Classic. And then as the head's tumbling, you catch it.
Yeah. Spirit with my, and I yell,
nice.
As I hack her head off.
Is there anything else you'd like to do on your turn?
So, no?
Okay.
I don't think so.
You have bonus action if you have anything to use, but I don't think you do.
Okay.
Bray?
Can I, hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Because I didn't need that. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
And I'm gonna, as like there's like blood splurling up out of her decapitated body, I'm gonna like look over at Zai and be like,
Love it. Greg, it's your go.
Well, there's a fellow right in front of me. Seems like I have some limited options here.
There is a fellow right in front of you.
Greg draws his sword out of the ground that's been just plunged into, and he whirls it over his head twice and brings it down, and I need you to make a wisdom saving throw for me.
Okay. Save. That's going to be a natural 19.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry.
Nice.
That's two natural 19s in opposition to you recently.
Yeah, I know. That's
Didn't
how you
somebody
do
have
this.
Get like a -4 on their life because you did something
no,
to
No, somebody
right?
else.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, she's dead.
Fine.
That's rough.
So a burst of magic comes out from your blade, but no dice. Is there anything else you'd like to do on your turn?
Well, that does deal 4 damage.
Oh, it does? Okay.
Yes.
Oh.
Wonderful. He grunts in pain, but is still okay.
Oh boy. Wonder if I just made a mistake.
Maybe.
Probably.
Is there anything else?
I'm trying to decide if I should hop down from here.
Okay.
Oh.
If it helps your decision, there's nowhere that you could move that he couldn't move to you on his turn.
So if I jump down from here, he would have to go all the way down and around.
He could jump down as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to stay here and not risk it.
Okay. It's now the sword's turn. He's going to make another attack with his axe against Zyra.
All right, I'm going to do my thing, Warding Flare.
You're going to spend another Warding Flare?
Yeah,
double 18s. So,
right. That was a good use
so
of
did
that.
He have advantage?
No, he had disadvantage.
Oh, maybe.
Okay.
Got it.
You want to use your thing?
To cancel out his disadvantage?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know how it works. So I just...
Rolled my AC twice.
Special.
So that's going to be not too bad of damage. 6 points of slashing.
It's better than 9.
All right. It's now Big Boy's turn. He's gonna stride out of his own darkness.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, interesting.
And smile, looking around, seeing some of his comrades fallen, but still quite confident. He's going to... He's gonna make a great axe attack. He has multi-attack. Two attacks with this dagger.
Oh, Nox, you might have made a mistake.
How many hit points does Mert have?
Okay.
Oh, no. To begin with.
44 to begin with.
Okay.
So, what's your AC?
15.
Yeah, both of these are gonna hit.
Yeah.
This is gonna be painful.
I believe
it. Please don't kill Mert. We have not met yet, but I like him. He's very brave.
And very tiny. It's very small.
So that's
he's picking on that.
He is very tiny by himself.
He's
maybe a little bit stupid.
He's just
25 points of damage.
Oh, I'm down.
Ooh.
As he slashes you down. Ooh. That would, be...
What are you doing to him?
That would be a full action, so he's not going to do it. He is going to stride over and hop down in front of Visa.
No! TPK in the first session.
I was thinking about kicking you off the side.
Like, we're not going to do combat. I don't need to know.
I have time to
figure
out how this works. On that.
You see the goblin get slashed down before your eyes, and it hops down in front of the elderly gentleman on the stairs.
Oh, okay. They're quite far away, aren't they?
Not movement distance from you, but spell distance, you could probably hit them.
Okay. I'm not currently engaged with any of the baddies on the rock.
No.
So I am going to maybe I may stay there.
Okay.
And cast Chromatic Orb again, but at the guy, who just got the gobbo.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, roll better than a 6, please.
Come on,
Chuck. That's better. 21.
That'll hit. Roll damage.
Okay.
Yeah, I really thought it would be funny if I threw you guys for a loop on this.
Yeah. Yes! It's
And
look how pleased he is.
I'm very pleased.
Loop from.
Ugh. Okay. Since I saw somebody successfully do acid, hurt with acid, I'm gonna use my chromatic orb to make it acid damage.
Yep. How much?
9.
9 points of acid damage as it splashes across his eyeless face and kind of gets into the sockets a little bit and sizzles. Ew. So there's smoke coming out of
his
eye sockets.
What color acid is it?
Is there more than a yellowy green? Probably a yellowy green.
Yellowy green.
It could be anything.
I don't know.
Visa.
Ooh, you guys know that moment when your plans change real fast?
Yes, I do.
He is bearing down on you. He's about 7 feet tall and covered in now goblin blood.
Cool. Is he bearing down on Visa with the great axe or the dagger?
The dagger. He doesn't have a great axe.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm gonna take the disadvantage and just cast a spell.
Okay.
While threatened.
Yeah. Sounds good. And you're gonna.
I'm gonna balance it.
There you go.
Okay.
So you don't roll with disadvantage.
Are you casting?
This is a guiding bolt.
Oh, nice.
That is 15 to hit.
That'll just hit. Roll damage.
Okay. Let's do it.
Yes.
Upcast to second level.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, that
is 9, 13, 17, 18 points of radiant damage.
Mm. You blast into him and kind of scar
one
of his sides. The robe is almost in tatters now, and he's basically shirtless from the waist up as this blast kind of scorches his arm.
Just loosing this radiant energy and grimacing at the fact that there is a ramp and an orc just kind of keeping Visa in a tricky spot. Not gonna move. I don't think I'm gonna use a bonus action. I don't think I've got one.
Okay.
Just double checking. No, not yet. So I'm just gonna wait right there. There should still be a glow on this orc. Next attack on him has advantage.
Yep. Mert, can I have a death save?
Sure you can.
All right.
What's
your
best die?
No one.
Natural 20.
Ooh.
Oh, you come back to 1 HP.
Ooh.
That'd be so
You cough blood up and you come back to consciousness.
Wow.
Good job.
Zek is very impressed.
Yeah. Help.
Zyra.
Oh. That is not my name.
What is
so
it?
So each time you keep saying that, I like am not. Zai is fine or Zyra.
Zyra.
You can't say Zyra. That's fine. Zai is all, but like.
No, Zyra.
Something about, I'm like, what? Oh, that's me. Oh, you're, that's me.
Got it.
Yeah. Whoopies.
Zyra is good. Yeah, okay. Jeez Louise, this guy right next to us. Okay, what on earth is going on? I can't see anything. So we've got that guy
this
right
guy,
next to me.
This guy.
That guy's
this
still,
guy,
that
and
guy,
this
and that
guy. So you got
guy.
Four enemies remaining.
And homeboy's down.
Correct. No, he's back up. He rolled a natural 20,
he's,
so he's
okay,
he's
so
alive.
He's got, okay. Well, let's see.
This one's looking hurt. This one is looking not that hurt.
Ugh.
This one's looking not that hurt. This
okay.
one's looking hurt.
Okay. I guess I'm gonna Sacred Flame the guy that's next to me.
Okay. That will be at disadvantage, I believe.
Why?
Because you're engaged range with a spell attack.
Oh. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I was never in
even though it's descending
mind.
Down onto them.
Our last.
Is that a roll to hit?
Me. It's a deck save.
Oh, no, then that's never mind. Never mind.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, that's great. This guy.
I am
it's
learning.
To get spells.
No, it's good to know. It's
I
good
tried.
To know.
I tried my best. I can't use any of my good spells because.
That's a fail.
Okay.
With a six.
One.
So radiant damage.
Yes, let's see. Or Sacred Flame. All right, 4 points of damage to them.
All right.
Am I 60 feet from Sad Boy?
From him?
Yeah.
You're close. Mark. You're close enough, probably.
All right, then I'll cast Healing Word.
Okay.
What do you say?
Is Healing Word a cantrip?
No.
Okay, you can't cast two leveled spells in a turn.
That was a my first one was a cantrip.
Oh, Sacred Flame's a cantrip?
Yes.
Great, 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 great.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
That's a dope cantrip.
So.
Stay 1 foot in front of the other, brother. And heal 6 points of damage.
You're up six. Oh, nice.
Second and your go.
Zai, you're yes. so cool.
I know, thank you. Try very hard.
This one's gonna hop up where its fallen brethren was and make an attack against Zek.
Okay.
That's gonna be a 17 to hit?
Absolutely.
Okay. You take 7 points of slashing damage.
Which is halved because I'm raging?
It is halved.
Okay.
Is this the first time you've been hit, actually?
Yeah.
So funny.
So is it round, what is it, what do we do? Up or down? Rounding?
Oh.
Seven?
Down.
So three?
Mm-hmm. This one's gonna attack Breg.
No, I don't think that's right.
Hayden? That's another 19. I'm not even joking.
Yes, you are.
No,
you're lying for podcast drama.
I'm sorry, that's 6 points of damage to you, Greg.
That's exactly enough.
To take you down?
Oh my goodness.
You see the big muscly man fall.
I thought you were so beefy.
I've been taking care
of
the sword up
muscles,
here.
But
I think he's a wizard.
Why you got these giant arms over here?
Oh, I think he's actually what he said he was on Dancing Beyond.
Zek, it's your go.
Basic. All right. I would also like to keep slashing at whoever is closest to me.
One just showed up and made an attack against
Perf.
You. They're coming to you.
Love
oh
it.
My gosh.
Ooh, a three.
Three, that will probably miss even with your bonus. You make
oh,
a swing and it ducks just
eight.
Beneath. Yeah, that's
okay.
not gonna hit. That's okay though,
Glimmer.
You win some, you lose some.
Okay, and that's all I can do? I can't do extra things? What about, can I, I guess I was gonna not really use this yet.
Oh, you can reckless attack though if you'd like to get advantage.
Ugh. I'm kind of confused about how reckless attack works.
So you just decide to attack recklessly. It gives you advantage, but everyone has advantage against you for the round.
Right.
Because you're being reckless.
14. No, 19.
Yeah, that'll hit. Roll damage.
Ah! Eight plus three is 11 plus two is 13.
Yeah, describe how you
want to
kill this one.
Yay! I will be yelling, grimacing. Maybe I'll, I don't know. I think I should do something different than cut his head off. But
get him in the stomach and pull down or up?
Why?
Let's,
What would Zek do?
Yeah. In the gut.
Just...
And then
bisect a little bit.
Spin a little bit.
There we go.
Twisting. Get the spinal column in there too.
Gotta get the spinal column.
Twisting it.
Greg, can I have a death save?
Oh man, so close to being my turn.
Oh my goodness.
That's a fail.
No!
Okay, that's one fail. This guy next to Zyra is going to make an attack against Zyra.
Wait,
what
that's,
I
going,
mean?
That's going to miss.
Shot,
so don't do the thing. It was a three. So now this guy's turn. He's gonna grab Visa by the collar and kind of get real close. You see kind of like slobber dripping down his tusks, and he just gonna say,
"The eyeless will endure."
He's gonna make two stabby stabs at you.
How can they even see?
Are all of them?
That's a good question.
Do all of them not have eyes?
As you're looking around, indeed, none of these sockets have eyes.
Oh, what?
That's horrible.
They
like,
they like took their heads off and was like, damn.
They are
I
all half orcs.
Not having eyes.
All
but...
half orcs.
So they're both going to hit Jed. Oh no!
No! Please stop killing our people. We're not even our people yet.
We haven't even RP'd.
It's RP 2 funerals.
I don't know. I did say I'd hand them you wrapped scallions. That counts.
What's 21 plus 6? That's 27, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's 27 points of damage.
I think it's 22, actually.
No!
Visa drops.
You see him pull Visa in close and just stab right into his gut and kind of just cast him off the side. And he turns. He's going to use his movement now. I believe he has a bonus action move. Let me just double check. Yes, he does. So he's going to move.
Ready to run.
Here.
Woof.
He's going to, you see him just start to kind of jog and then just jump up onto this little rock where you guys are.
Oh my goodness.
Zek is like, bring it,
you. Ori. Ori.
What you gonna do?
I think she pees a little bit.
This is a 7-foot orc.
Accurate, accurate.
With a vendetta against the elderly.
He's ageist.
Okay.
Kids and elderly.
Tyler, I'm in shock.
Done my job.
He is still glowing. So the next attack on that orb does still have advantage.
Yes, it does. From the guiding bolt.
Okay. then she is going to a hop down.
Okay.
She's not gonna get an attack of opportunity yet, right?
She technically is in range. So she,
but,
would,
like,
she
is,
would get an attack
is
of opportunity.
Is he engaged with her yet?
Yeah. Yeah, he's engaged with all three of you.
Okay, then never mind. She is... I think right now she is just like going off of sheer panic.
Okay.
And is gonna get money out.
Okay.
And
Okay. Help me pick my dice. So I get advantage?
Yep. You
on
do.
It? Okay.
Yeah, he's got the best spot too.
Okay.
Now.
Okay, okay. What is that?
13.
I guess there's a little bit of edge on it.
It's 15.
15 will just hit.
Yes!
Go ahead and roll damage.
We like that.
Okay, 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 okay. Okay, okay. Okay.
I lost my hand.
7 damage.
7 points of damage. He's looking fairly bloody as you crack into his shoulder blade with money. Just like at the top of your radius, you're able to hit close to his head.
Close to his head. Oh, wow. Yeah, she just like tries to jump.
Yeah. And you hit him good in the collarbone, shoulder blade area, and you hear a crack.
Yes.
He's not looking good. Visa, can I have a death save?
Of course.
2.
Oh, we fail. Top of the round, we have Mert.
Okay. I'm alive.
You are alive.
All right.
You are bloody but alive.
Cool.
You use half your movement speed to stand up.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and do that.
You have 20 left.
How close is this guy from me?
20 feet away.
Yeah, so like after coming to and assessing the battlefield, I'm absolutely going to come after this guy.
I'll let you stab down at him for sure.
Yeah, because I recognize the big beefy guy, and he seemed like a cool dude, and now he is down.
Yeah, very, very cool guy.
All right.
Here's Did you like come up behind him and flank him?
He doesn't have that movement speed.
Oh, is he facing?
So,
well, Greg's not threatening him.
He used half his movement speed to stand up, so he had very little left.
So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to roll for a little short sword attack.
Okay, roll a hit.
That is a natural 20.
That will hit.
Yes! Oh,
just explain how you kill this guy, because
he
had one HP.
In pure goblin,
yeah,
like, would it be a separate rule for me to like jump onto him as well?
Not. This is really cool for a nat 20.
Okay, cool. So we're gonna go with like a goblin airstrike kind of thing, like jumping up from above with a sword to like come down on him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just something along those
There's
lines.
There's a thud of your impact as you collide with his body, and your short sword, the size of a dagger to a normal person, just goes straight into the top of his head, through the skull, and there's like a shudder. And then you, hanging on to the side of the body, just go over the side as he falls.
I'm good with that.
Is that going to end your turn?
Let's see. What else is nearby?
Nothing.
I don't think I have any movement left.
Do you have any?
You have a bonus action if you want to step the wind.
That's true.
Do you have any like monk heal?
No,
maybe?
I do not.
Okay.
Monks don't usually get that.
Heal?
It was just Remy.
Okay.
But that was a lot of build stuff.
Is there anything I could do to like try to stabilize somebody?
No.
Okay.
You already used your action, so, and you don't have a healer's kit, I don't think.
Are there any bodies that I could loot to see if they have like a health potion or something?
Not with your movement speed. Unless you spin instead of the wind. And it's also an action to loot, probably.
Yeah. So I'll just... That'll be it.
Okay.
For this turn.
That is going to bring us to Zyra.
Okay, I don't want to be here.
Yeah, you're between Big Scary and Big Scary.
And all the dying people are far away from me, and I don't have very much health left. Okay.
Least hit points of
the I'm the squishy one. All right,
we were in the back.
Yeah, that's true. I'm a Sacred Flame, the two standing next to me.
Okay, so
deck
these
save.
Are dex saves.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 1 for this guy, so fail. That's an 18 for this guy, plus dex.
Okay, that'll save, the one will fail.
Okay, so what's the total damage?
4.
Okay, 4 halves to 2 for this guy, as you blast into him. And then 4 for this guy, and he's starting to look worse for the wear. Greg, can I have a death save? Or I'm sorry, it's Zek's turn. And then Greg. Greg on deck.
Okay. I would like to stab big.
Okay.
Big bad.
Reckless or no?
Yeah.
Yes.
Reckless. Okay.
Ooh. Which means I roll twice.
Yep.
That was a 3. That was a 10.
10 plus.
Which is a 15.
15 will just hit.
Hey.
Hey.
Go ahead and roll. Don't even roll. He's got 1 HP. Tell me what.
Yes! I killed them all!
I'm killing everyone!
They just keep coming.
This is fun. Yeah. Okay. Hatazith, and I feel like maybe he's gonna cut his legs out from under him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a low strike, and then as he kneels, he's gonna head off.
Yeah. Suddenly, Ori. There's a flash of silver, and now face to face with you, the 7-foot orc has been shortened, brought to his knees as his cartilage is cut out from under him, and he grunts, falling to the ground before the silver sword again cuts right into the side of his head, through his ear and out the other side.
Ooh,
and there's this
yes.
flash of blood.
Ooh,
his eyes kind of, or his lack of eyes, his jaw kind of goes slack, and there's this creepy smile as he falls off the side of Zek's blade.
Oh.
Now, can I have a death save from Breck?
Yes.
Or he definitely chuckles.
It's an
actual
death.
Hey!
Another nat 20.
Wow.
You are back.
All right, Visa, come on.
We are doing
That's
it.
That's so crazy.
We got some clutch rolls.
Yeah.
Okay, it's now the orc next to Zyra's turn. He's going to growl and displeased with the fact that his leader has been taken out. He's going to make one more attack against Zyra.
Bro, you're too white. Just call me Zai. It's all right.
Okay. All right. Zai.
Which way? That was the nickname you had originally.
Yeah.
Zai.
Yeah.
13.
Does that hit me?
Does that hit you?
Nope.
Okay. He misses. Ori.
Okay. She is going to...
Oh my gosh, what is she gonna do?
Is it just that one guy up here?
Yep, just one left.
Okay. What other guys do I see? Oh, is that literally the only
the last
one left?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay, great. She is going to, how's he looking?
He's looking pretty poor.
Pretty poor.
Pretty poorly.
She is going to hop off the rock.
Okay.
And, just scoot backwards a little bit.
Yep.
And firebolt.
Okay, roll the hit.
Twelve.
Just misses.
Yeah.
It was dead on, and you just kind of ducks out of the way.
Oh shoot.
Misa, can I have a death save?
Yeah.
Just don't roll a one.
It's four.
That's not a one. That's good. You live to fight another turn. Mert.
Alright. Where's the last guy?
This guy so I can run away.
Right here.
Is he close enough to get stabbed?
40 feet, you mean?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Well, at this point, given that I see this person down, are there any dead bodies I can loot to see just if they have some kind of
healing potion or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead and make an investigation check. Real quick.
Cool.
Or actually, this will be perception. It's quick.
Oh, perception?
Yeah.
Cool. I have a... Oh, dang it. 12.
You do not see any healing potions, but you pocket... eight gold from a corpse.
Okay.
Hey, Tyler.
From a corpse.
When I was backing up, can I back up in the direction of Visa?
Yeah. Like over here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. Is there a bonus action you want to use, Chris?
Bonus action.
Eight.
The investigating was basically my action, right?
Yeah.
I will walk over to... Name again?
Visa.
For your bonus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just use my movement or as much as possible.
Oh, you have. Yeah, you have plenty.
Yeah. And just kind of wordlessly, silently, try slapping the face to see if that does anything.
Love it.
Little goblin hands.
Zai.
I think she's just gonna try. Okay, so they wrote him down for 2 death saves.
Yeah, he's down.
Homeboy went down first, right? Greg went down first.
Greg's up. He rolled a nat 20 on his death save. Yeah, so there's been 2 nat 20s on death saves. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. I think she's just gonna like look over at him and see that he's not doing hot and just try really hard to run away. I'm gonna use my fancy business, my warding flare.
Oh, whenever he makes an attack opportunity?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. Disadvantage.
This is not more than 30 feet away, right?
It's gonna miss.
Okay, great.
No, he's not more than 30 feet
away. Okay, yeah. So I'm gonna run over to him and she'd get up to him and kneel by him and kind of like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do, and start freaking out and kind of take her hands in front of her and they're shaking, and she'd put them like on his chest just kind of close her eyes and cast Spray the Dying.
Great. So as you're trying to like kind of staunch this bleeding, there's kind of this warm kind of feel, and you feel an uncharacteristic breeze in your hair, and there's kind of a breath movement rising and falling from Biza. Zek.
Zek will walk over there and try to stabby stabby.
There you go.
Stabby stabby. And it's gonna be reckless because why not?
Might as well.
He's feeling very reckless. Homeboy tried to kill my sister so many times.
A lot of times. You can't miss them that.
There's a 4. And a 10, which is a 15.
Hey! Roll damage.
Love barbarians.
They are very helpful.
Okay. That's 8 plus 3 is 11 plus 2 is 13.
Describe to me how you fall this final foe.
Yes!
kill number
this
3.
One,
4. 4.
Is.
4.
I'm going to keep a tally for the campaign.
There you go.
Why not? Maybe it's like, how much can you really do with a sword?
Many things.
I feel like I need to Google fun ways to.
I can say it if you want. Unless you have an idea.
No, go ahead.
He makes a swing at you, seeing that Zion has now left, and as he swings out, you kind of dodge to the side and grab both sides of the blade and just chop down. He loses an arm, screams, and then you turn the blade and kind of stab it into his like throat.
Okay.
He falls, and as the dust fades, a quietness returns to the glade. Guards start to run in from all directions as the commotion is noticed and responded to. However, the guards weren't needed, as a group of adventurers were there to answer the call. As they're kind of circling up civilians and you guys, the head guard kind of looks around at the carnage and says,
"Gods above, the rest of you, please disperse, go back to your homes. We've got this. Return to your places of origin. We'll have a statement for you soon. We'll come talk to all of you."
What's up, Tori?
I cast Cure Wounds on Biza.
Yeah, easy enough. You cast Cure Wounds and he's back up.
Because I didn't really notice any of that happening, I'm just gonna smile and assume that my like face slapping worked.
Absolutely. So,
as he's waking up, he just sees a goblin like
cannon. So he's urging you guys to go back to wherever that is. It's up to you guys what you want to do. Each of you do have a place established of rest if you'd like to go back. It's up to you guys.
So, Zai was kind of kneeling over this old man, and like, did he open his eyes? Is he just breathing?
Stabilized at 0 hit points, mm-hmm. but then I think with the cure wounds and the slapping from the goblin, yeah, he's beginning to kind of sputter his eyes open, and then is just kind of propping on one elbow, not getting up. Like, he's gonna hang tight for a minute.
I would ask, can you hear me? Are you all right?
I'm here. Yes, I can hear you.
You think slapping him's gonna work?
Just wordlessly.
That's not how you do it.
Thank you.
Her fingers are like still kind of glittering with the magic she cast.
He just continues gesturing in the direction of the now awake person.
So Zai would kind of look up, not really super knowing what to do with this, and see like what is everyone else doing.
Zai would jump down from the rock and come over where everyone else is.
Sure.
And Bragg.
He gets up. He uses his sword to kind of push himself up. Survey.
Boy, I missed a lot, huh?
Are you saying that to our group?
Just broadly. It's a little shaken.
Yes, there were a lot of things that happened. Hey, Zach!
Next time's over.
That was amazing!
That was some good fighting, you guys.
You really did it!
That I cut a lot of their heads off. I'm feeling really good about
yes,
this.
Yes, that was fantastic.
Who are these guys? Why do none of them have eyes?
That is strange.
It's a bit
most
weird.
Of them have eyes, right? They have eyes normally.
These types of creatures? I've never
seen them before.
What? This is a...
No, it's not customary for them to be missing their eyes. In an uncreative move, he called himself one of the eyeless.
Do you know what that is? The eyeless?
DM, would I know what the eyeless are?
Make a history check for him,
okay?
And that may I too? I'd like to see.
That is a 20.
20. Ooh. You do not know what the eyeless are.
It's such a generic name. Not my collector.
Do you need help getting to, like, the place that you live?
Yes, you were staying the same. You were staying the same inn as us. May we help you back there?
I would welcome the help.
You seem very weak. Like, before you were injured, you seem very weak, so I would be happy to help you.
Thank you.
And that big one, how are you doing? Are you all right?
I'm doing pretty good. Usually don't quite get my bell rung that quick.
Yeah, that happened pretty fast. You don't fight very much with all those muscles.
It was an off day, I guess. You know, one of those. You ever have one of those?
An off day? You die.
No, you die when you have an off day. So
you cannot have those and stay alive.
We are still.
Well, you clearly know.
That's functionally what happened.
Yes. You must have been lucky or something.
I'd say so. At least today.
But you don't need help. You are okay.
No. You know, I'm wondering where the scut those guys were up until right now. He's gesturing at the guards.
What is scut?
It's a word for caca or. Like, I'm assuming based on the whole accent and appearance that you're a little new in world.
We have lived here our whole lives.
Oh,
excuse me, sir.
And you've never heard a swear? Fascinating.
Oh, I've heard many swears. I use them frequently. I don't know that one, so I don't know what that is.
I think at some point in the conversation, Mert is going to like try to get everybody's attention and gesture for drink or sleep. Talk.
Yeah.
You talk with your hands and not your mouth?
Oh, he's so far down there.
Yeah, I do like a little like prayer
him.
Hands and bow.
Oh, he
zip lifts.
He is worshiping with only his hands.
I see. This is a new thing that a person can choose to do.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Can we talk to you with our mouths, or do we have to use...
I nod my head.
Okay. Like, okay. So our voices are okay, but yours is not.
To essentially communicate to everybody that, like, I can hear, but no speak, because pray.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you need something to drink. I have water for you.
And, like, visible confusion, essentially trying to communicate, no, we all go drink.
Oh.
I think he's looking to, you know, take a breather, maybe catch up, considering how we all sort of saved each other's skins here a little bit.
Oh, you like in the tavern?
Just nodding my head in excitement.
Oh, we like a tavern.
We do like those. Let's go to one of those. You have a favorite in this town.
Points at Visa.
We have been
closest.
It's okay, old man. We can help you. We can carry you. We will take care of you. It's okay.
Closest to here would be, I believe, let me just double check. It would be the Silver Goat.
Oh, I know where that is.
Oh,
I'm staying there.
Right.
How long have you been in town ordering? We didn't even say hello again.
I came with you.
To...
They all did arrive at the town together, but then she went further into the city to stay somewhere else.
Right. Okay. Oh, we arrived in the town at the same time? Okay, gotcha. Whatever. Then I would not have said that.
You have been staying there.
Is it nice? It's just a good place to go drink.
Oh, it's perfect.
Well, let's go there.
Okay.
Okay. As the guards start to distribute, the lead guard kind of catches you on the way out and says,
so, this grizzly work is yours.
Mostly mine, yes.
She did the most.
It was her.
Notice, stick close to town. I'm sure.
We will be at some sort of gold place.
Yeah. The Silver Goat. Good.
Shiny gold, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, we will be there.
Good to know where you'll be. I'm sure the Gale Warden will want to speak.
What happened?
I don't know. We're investigating.
Do you know about these eyeless people?
No. This is the first time this is... Well, it's been a long time since Esselun's been attacked.
Well, whoever you report to, they did call themselves the Eyeless.
I'll see that the Gale Warden knows. Thank you.
But you said the Gale Warden?
Yes.
Like of the storms?
Yes, that's what Gale would mean, yes.
Okay.
The Gale Warden is responsible for our compensation for life and limb, right?
I mean, yes, us in the Celadon Guard, we will pay you out, most likely.
Oh, how much?
I don't know. Let me get my ducks in a row. I got corpses on the ground still.
You are very welcome, but I also...
We'll get out of your way here.
Thank you. And truly, thank you for this. Yeah.
I mean it with all sincerity, but you're welcome.
He looks obviously like very frazzled. And just kind of scratches his head and wanders off.
You come to us, or do we come to you?
We'll find you, Silver Goat.
All right, but let's go there so we can get our money.
The name's Ori.
Nice to meet you, Ori.
I'm staying there, so you can
get
in touch with me.
I am Zek. This is my sister Zai.
Zek?
We will be there probably too, yes.
Okay. We're lucky to have you.
He is silent, so I don't know.
I wave and do a little prayer bell.
How you will find him.
Visa is trying to hobble towards the tavern.
Oh, Zek, go help him. He cannot walk anymore.
All right, come here, old man. Let's go.
You get your boost from Zek, and you all make your way through Bodkin Point to a district that is referred to as the Satyr's Court. And into a large, squat, long building of rough timber, pointed at kind of a 45-degree angle. Its second and third floor walls point straight up and kind of form this little small tower. And on top of the tower, in like large form, is carved a goat head with silver horns kind of curling around. You make your way inside, and there is a large, pretty portly elf. But those of you who get closer realize he may be a half-elf behind the counter. And this is a very roomy establishment with what seems to be a big stew pot on the fireplace. And he greets you.
Hello, what can I do for you?
We would like something to drink and maybe eat.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I would like some meat.
Yeah, I can do that. Sorry, I'm a little rattled. Did you hear about what happened?
Oh, well, yes, she cut off like four heads.
She killed them.
We killed
so
many. It was like
many.
Three heads, but the other one was just the guts.
That one, yes.
It was
feeling some variety. Yes, so now I am very hungry for some. Oh. Some
yes, she needs some food.
Okay.
Very quickly.
Well, I guess drinks and food on me kind of saved us back there. Yeah, I've got a venison stew that's plenty of meat, but I can like sear up some actual venison chops.
Yes, I would like that.
Okay.
I will take the stew as well.
Stew and chops, and then just ales or beers or something.
Do you have something stiffer?
Oh yeah, I've got some dwarven,
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
That.
Okay.
What are you like? Do you like dwarven things? To drink?
I'm from Glimmervane.
Oh, that's right.
The dwarves are...
I will try that as well.
Okay.
I raise my hand for the same.
Okay, he bustles back into the tavern. And as he's preparing the food, that's where we're going to end tonight's episode.
Okay!
Yes, we did.
How long did that take to kill all
those things? That was an average episode.
Almost 2 hours.
Oh my gosh.
Do you do it?